We're live.
We are live times three.
Four.
Four.
Kind of. Well, recording on four, live on three. Anyway,
yeah.
Camera one, camera two, camera three, camera four. It is
Hello.
Tucker and the Beard. We are back.
Multi-live.
Yeah.
How's it going, everybody?
Very, very new territory for us.
Yes.
So it's, but we wanted to do a little something special. It's Halloween. Or it's coming up on Halloween. Halloween's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And so we wanted to share our favorite scary movies with you.
With y'all. So this is our Tucker and the Beard Halloween spooky spectacular.
And so what we figured we'd do today is we are going to... look.
Hey, there we are.
There we are. So we'll be checking in periodically on some of these live feeds. So if you do have questions, please feel free to go ahead and put them on there, and we will answer them as quickly as we possibly can. We'll break a few times. But what we decided to do for today is we are going to we're going to talk about our favorite scary movies. I have a list of my favorite.
Yeah, and I'm going to – our favorite Halloween movies. Yours
nope.
might be all right. Well, yours might be, you know, scary movies.
Okay, fair enough. But we came up each with a top five.
Right.
We have not shared those selections with each other.
No.
So that we can be just as surprised as y'all are.
We don't know how this is gonna.
We don't know how it's gonna pan out. But again, if you have input, you want to chime in, go ahead.
And what your favorite?
Yeah, what's Halloween, your favorite Halloween scary movie is? So let's just go ahead and jump right in, man.
Yeah, sounds good.
Get started. What's your? Mine are in no particular order, by the way.
Right. I was gonna say mine aren't any particular order. I shouldn't say I've rated them as such, but not in any particular order.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and start yours, or are you?
You go first.
All right.
I'm dying to hear what yours are.
Now, I think we both discussed that we have an honorable mention. Should we start with our honorable mentions?
No way. That goes at the end.
That goes at the end?
Yeah.
We'll do honorable mention at the end. Mine is absolutely horrible, but it's good.
Okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
All right. So go ahead with your what you've placed in your number five position.
In my number five?
Yeah.
Because you stole my phone when I got here, so I had to write it on the back of a paper plate.
Well, you weren't prepared.
All right. So in my number five spot, and I'm probably going to get dragged through the mud on this one because I put it in number five spot, but again, no particular order, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wow.
I know. That's my number five just because, and let me... my preface a little bit. I'm not a huge Tim Burton fan.
I'm deeply offended already.
I'm deeply offended. I am not in the realm of things. There are people that are huge Nightmare Before Christmas fans.
This one.
I get that.
This guy right here.
I am not on that list of absolute fans of this movie.
All right.
I enjoy it.
We've got
as a young Tucker, I did not, it was not my favorite movie. I watched it. It was okay. Everybody loved it. It was not my favorite movie.
Okay. All right.
As I've kind of gotten older in age, like now my kids like it. So we've watched it as it's been on TV and stuff. And so it's kind of...
It's arguably one of my favorite films. Not just in the scary / Halloween genre, but actually one of my favorite films of all time. Like, yeah.
Would you put it in your top five movies of all time?
Top 10, 100%.
Top 10?
Okay. 100%.
Fair enough.
Yep.
It would definitely not be in my top 10.
Top 20?
Of all time?
Yeah.
No.
Wow. All right. I mean to be fair.
It's okay
to be
fair.
To not like the same movies that I like. Or
right. I'm saying as far as...
That's fine too.
Have horrible taste. As far as movies go.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It's a good little Halloween flick. Again, I've gotten back into, as older in age, I have a new appreciation for it.
Okay.
That I didn't mind it, again, when I was a young Tucker, but it was not my favorite.
This is a...
Big slap in my face.
It is. It's a big slap in my face. Before we go any further, to Sharon, who's watching us on the Prescott E! News
Hi, Sharon.
Facebook page. His number five movie is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, so, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And thank you for watching.
Yes.
We Thanks. Appreciate it. Looks like Lydia Catamatori is watching with us as well. We've got a few viewers.
Hi, Lydia.
On my direct feed as well. So
where are you at? Right
thank you and welcome.
Yes.
We appreciate you watching. And Jody, thanks. I think this shirt is awesome as well.
Yes.
So, okay, jumping into my list. And again, mine's in no particular order, but my number five movie, or the one I'm going to put in the number five spot, is The Silence of the Lambs.
The Silence of the Lambs. All right. Rub the lotion into the skin.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Yes. Here's
why this makes my list.
Yeah, I was going to say, why is this a Halloween?
Well, again, Halloween is not the...
You have scary movies.
It was not
movies.
The litmus. This was just scary movies.
You have for scary me. Movies. Mine yeah. are kind of particular, like, hey, it's Halloween time.
Yeah, that's... Not what we were. That's not what I was going
all right,
for.
Then I'm just
going
to go ahead and.
That was not what I was going for. Mine was just favorite scary movies of all time.
Because I think we can kind of time Zach Morris time out here for a okay. second. Kind of piggybacking on last week of us watching Halloween, and to everybody that watched, I'm not a big scary movie person.
Nope.
Not that I am frightened of scary movies. I'm just not an.
It's just not your jam.
It's just not my
your
jam.
Super jam, and I totally get it. So. So, here's why Silence of the Lambs yes. is one that's on my list.
Okay.
It was one of the first of all, it was one of the first scary movies I ever remember seeing.
Okay.
And it's, all of the movies on my list are there for one of two reasons, and sometimes both. Either A, they were like kind of a pioneer in their genre.
Okay.
Or B, they actually scared me.
Okay.
Like, I actually were, in a way, I was glad I watched them, but was also, because the stories were super compelling.
Right.
But was way glad that they were over.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
So, that's kind of where that's my litmus test for what's a great scary movie.
Okay.
You know, glad I watched it, but boy, am I glad that it's fake and that it's over and that I wasn't there for it.
I can understand that.
So that's kind of where I'm at. Before we move on to the next, let's check in with some live feeds and see. No, Travis Smart, we are not dressing in studs for Halloween. We dress as studs
every
single day. So, And hello to my beautiful wife, Yolanda. And
hello
for tuning in. And also your lovely wife is watching as well.
Is she? Hi.
So
hello.
So that's my live feed. Let's check in at the Prescott E! News live feed. This is kind of fun to do.
I know. I was like, you can't really check mine. So everyone that's watching on...
Well, if they're watching mine, they're watching yours.